Wagwan, my peeps, have you not watched Bob Marley One Love movie yet? Now's your chance. You have the opportunity to bring home Bob Marley One Love on digital now. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. Buy Bob Marley One Love Digital today and get over 50 minutes of behind-the-scenes footage and deleted scenes. Available at participating retailers, the movie is rated PG-13 and is brought to you by Paramount Pictures.
And we're back.
Welcome to the Style and Vibes podcast with me, Michaela. I'll be giving you the inside scoop on music, fashion, culture, and more from Caribbean celebrities and tastemakers across the globe, pushing our culture with authenticity and, of course, style and vibes. Welcome back, everyone. It is another episode of the Style and Vibes podcast. I know you guys know that I took a bit of a hiatus, little time off to myself, and that time was spent doing a lot of things, which I'll get into in a little bit. But thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to everyone who has been binge listening over the last month. I totally appreciate it. I needed a little bit of rejuvenation, and I thought it was a good time to take and just take a couple weeks off and plan, of course, for this year and just kind of take some time to relax. 2020 was a crazy year for everyone. I did a bit of a recap in our last podcast episode, and I also took some time to relax. I also did a review of most of the releases that happened in 2020. You can check that out on styleandvibes.com. I also did a list of all the virtual performances. Well, not all, but a lot of them that I thought you guys either missed or would want to go back and check out. Of course, there were tons more, but you know, lists always make people upset just because, you know, you never know who you're leaving off of them. So it's not necessarily my in order of my favorites or anything like that. It's really just a list. So there is no pecking order, if you will. So in today's episode, as you guessed it, I usually start off with a trend, what I think is going to happen in the upcoming year. But if you missed the last episode talking about 2020, make sure you guys go ahead and check that out. But in this episode, I'm going to be talking about what I think might be happening for 2021. So if you guys are, you know, interested in hearing that, make sure you guys listen for the rest of the podcast. Also, make sure you guys are checking us out on YouTube. I know you guys know that there is a huge push on the YouTube channel. I have been doing our Style and Non-Vibe YouTube videos. I have some reviews. So make sure you guys check that out. But as far as, you know, just what I've been up to, I literally took some time for myself. I didn't take a lot of time off in the year of 2020. So I just took the time to rejuvenate my spirits, take a bit of time to relax. I didn't do a whole lot, to be completely honest, just because I really just needed a break. And I'm sure you guys probably did something similar or something in the same vein. Or at least I hope you did anyway. 2020 again was definitely a lot for everyone. So what did I do? Outside of relaxing, I did watch a lot of TV. I was watching a lot of series. I watched Small Axe. Oh my gosh. I love Small Axe so much that I think I'm going to do a podcast and a review on it on the YouTube channel as well. I watched Sylvie's Love, which is also on Amazon. I caught some documentaries. Shashamani was one that stood out to me, which is about a Rasta community in Ethiopia. I watched Citation, How to Ruin Christmas Wedding. A wedding on Netflix. So I've been watching a whole lot just to kind of zone out. I did watch some Disney Plus stuff. So Beyonce's, I watched it again. Beyonce's Black is King. I watched Soul. I watched some older like shows and things of that nature because I just needed to kind of tune out you know, what was happening in the world and kind of just tune into something for myself and just get back in touch with my family. And, you know, I did a lot of, you know, family time and just getting preparing for the holidays itself. So that time between Christmas and New Year, I did take off. So I definitely enjoyed it. And I feel very rejuvenated getting right back into the swing of things. We did, you know, have an interesting year. We wrapped it up pretty interestingly as well. I got organized for 2021, which was really good. I kind of put out my plans. I did my vision board, all that kind of stuff. I also discovered Clubhouse. If you haven't discovered Clubhouse, it's basically a new social networking app that you have to be invited to. So I really avoided it for a while, but then the people then reach, Caribbean industry folks started to kind of pile into the app or make themselves more publicly known within the app over the last, month, I would say. And so I was kind of just listening to see what was happening and what was going on. And, you know, it's a rabbit hole of an app. I must tell you that you can end up spending a lot of time in the app. You're like, where did the day go? So I didn't have too many of those days. I kind of still feel very strongly about the time and energy that I put into certain things. But there were definitely some really great conversations, that industry conversations that are happening. I don't know what the plans for the app are in the future. I'm assuming it'll be open. Right now it's in beta, so you can only be invited by an individual who sends you an invite. No, I'm not giving out invites. So please don't ask me on social media. I just wanted to see what it was about, especially because, you know, especially in my profession, I still need to keep abreast of what is happening. But I think it's interesting that you can have conversation or listen to conversations from interesting people. The challenge with that is sometimes it goes a little left and off the cuff, and, you know, you're listening to things that aren't really related to the topic. And, you know, that's where it kind of gets to be a time suck. So, just be mindful if you are on the app, how much time you spend in there. And, you know, but it is a great opportunity to network with people that you don't necessarily see, kind of hear their thoughts around particular topics and just have a discussion, if you will. So if you're into it, that's great. If you're not, that's cool too. I'm on it. If you're on it, you can follow me. I don't really don't do much on there, at least at this moment. But, you know, just have fun with it. You know, we have gone through so much to not have fun. Let's just enjoy what little things that we can and not take it too seriously. So that's how I feel about Clubhouse. And that's really what I did. I relaxed, watched movies, got organized. I kept in contact a bit and just really planned for 2021. So that's what I did on my break. I'd love to hear how you guys spent your time gearing up for 2021 as well. So make sure you share that with me on social. You can always send me a DM or just comment in one of our posts. I'm always welcome to see what's going on with you guys. So, you know, I can't start the episode without sharing what I am styling on and vibing to. So styling on, I actually did a little shopping while I was on my break. Of course, I had to get, you know, gifts for everyone, but I also got some gifts for myself. And I got 84 Gems hoop earrings. Oh, shoot. I do have them here. I really, really enjoyed supporting some Caribbean brands this holiday season, and this one in particular was for myself. They had a pair of hoop earrings that I have been eyeing for a while, as well as some bangles, so gold bangles, brass bangles. So I got those. You can look out for it on, I'll include a link to the show in the show notes to the items of what I got, so you guys can see them and check them out for yourself. In terms of what I'm vibing to, I was listening to a lot of new music. I actually got a chance to just preview some new stuff that kind of came out in December and towards the end of November. I've really been listening to Black Hero and Wayne J's New Millennium EP. I really like the two of them together. They have a dancehall vibe that of toasting that is very reminiscent of like early 90s flow, I think. But I haven't listen with a critical ear or anything like that. Still rocking to Tessellated's Tropics. I really, really love that EP as well. So make sure you guys check that out. If you want to check out more of what I'm styling on and vibing to, make sure you guys check out our YouTube channel. That is where I'm going to be sharing all of what I'm styling on and vibing to exclusively outside of this podcast. So make sure you guys check that out. I'm going to do a video once a month. So I'll continue to share like one or two things on the podcast, but I'll do a full recap video of everything for the month once a month on our YouTube channel. So make sure you guys check that out. I'll leave the link to that in the show notes. So when it comes to 2021, I don't think we can talk about anything around what is going to happen without talking about COVID and vaccines, because I think that that will have the biggest impact on the year that we are going to have. There are a lot of conversations. Of course, you guys know the vaccine is available in select countries, but it's not available to everyone yet. So I guess the conversation is really going to continue about, should we take the vaccine? Should you not? Who's going to get it? Can we hurry up so we can get back to normal? I think we'll be hearing those conversations all year long, and normal as we formerly knew it will not return fully in 2021. That's just what I feel. I think we'll get back to some sort of normalcy by the end of 2022. I think there will still be some testing that will have to be done, and people have to decide, and, you know, getting it into the right hands and who's going to get it and when. And then it'll trickle down into just the industry of, you know, are artists going to take it? So that, do they need it in order to travel? And what's going to happen, you know, with performances and things of that nature, going back to work? All of those things are really going to be dependent on the expansion of the vaccine and how fast the public will adapt to taking it. So I think that we'll be talking about that for a while, for almost probably the entire year of 2021. What I did forget to mention, I think what we're also seeing from a vaccine perspective is just in internal perspectives of people. As you guys know, the Jamaican nurse took it here in the US first. And then, you know, there's a lot of conversations around the whole vaccine itself and what the experience is like. Charmaine of Culture Shock with Charm podcast, she actually did a live on her Instagram with a nurse down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, I believe. And he shared his experiences. So I think we'll see a lot of that, more conspiracy theories, all of that, all of those good things that we're kind of expecting in 2021. But I think the IG Live was pretty insightful just to get a firsthand experience. And that was the first dosage that he had received, just so you can get an understanding of how the healthcare professionals are kind of looking at it. And I've read instances where there are healthcare professionals who don't want to take it either. So I don't know. We're all in this together. We'll figure it out eventually. So, you know, proceed with caution, and it really is your decision as to what you're going to do when the time comes. I think from a Caribbean music industry and organization perspective, I think we'll see a lot more collaborations, just from a behind the scenes perspective, not necessarily from an artist perspective. Just listening on some of the conversations on Clubhouse have been pretty refreshing to hear. Some people talking about the right things and getting the back end things organized and making sure. I think it's a great time. I think 2020 was a great time for artists to kind of sit back and get themselves organized when it comes to their business aspect and just understanding. So that might have been the reason why we didn't see as much music being released. I mean, on top of, you know, dealing with a pandemic, maybe, you know, everyone is kind of gearing up to whatever is next. And I think I see a lot of collaborations that have already happened, you know, helping each other with understanding what to do next, how to set up virtual things, being able to connect to the masses in a different way, and just getting all the ducks kind of in a row before everything kind of returns back to normal is where I see a lot of business strategy happening from a Caribbean music industry perspective happening in 2021. And I think we won't see the fruits of that labor until 2022. So I think 2020 was a good year to really understand what was happening. And 2021 will be a strategy year for a lot of people, especially from an artist perspective. They're really strategically understanding where they are in the music industry and how they're going to kind of make it bridge that gap to the next time that they can really do the things that they love at the level and capacity that they really want to do them. Number three on my list, I know we did see some music being released in 2020, but it wasn't in the droves that we normally are hearing. There wasn't the plethora and variety and a lot. I think we heard more than I was anticipating, to be completely honest. But I do think the artists have had a lot more time to get creative. And they kind of have an understanding now of what is happening and how soon they might get back to whatever it is that they're doing. And that kind of lifts the stifle of creativity that would allow people to get into the studio. And some people already did. And we saw some of that being released. But I think we'll see maybe double, if not triple, the amount of releases in 2021 than we saw in 2020, which is a good thing. That means, you know, there's a lot more to be said. You know, we will get some newness, some, you know, freshness from different sounds. I'm looking forward to a lot of the musical releases because I think there are some artists that we've heard from and there's a lot that we haven't, particularly in the dancehall space. There hasn't been a whole lot of newness, a lot of new releases. There have been singles and, you know, some things here and there. But for, I think, you know, that the fusion will continue to happen in terms of those different sounds. But I'm really curious as to what the next step will be from a music perspective. And if the sound will change again. And the types of projects that people are going to put out. So I think we'll see a lot more of that in 2021. Building off of the last one, my next prediction is I think artists will be looking at alternative income. So touring won't be back 100%. I do think it'll come back in some capacity, but it's not going to be at the level to what we saw previously. And I think that artists are going to have to focus on other ways of making money. I think we'll see a lot of brand ambassadorships, a lot more merchandising, a lot more. We've seen YouTube channels from celebrities really popping, a lot more interviews with different personalities. And they're going to make themselves a little bit more accessible and visible via social, particularly a lot of in the space when it comes to men. I think some of the women have been doing really well from a brand ambassadorship perspective. You saw Shensia with Pretty Little Things. You saw Spice with her Grassy Noir line merchandising come out. You saw Buju with his merchandising, like really step it up in terms of wanting to push more. And outside of the music, just being able to make alternative income for themselves, whether that be, you know, opening a shop or getting into real estate or doing something that they've always really wanted to do or thought about doing, but they didn't get to do because they were focused on music. I think it's a really good time for them to kind of build their brand a little bit. So we'll see a lot more brand building and alternative income. So while music will flow, I think, you know, the income won't specifically be derived only from music. And I think that that's a really good thing because it shows that we're progressing in the industry, and a lot of people in the industry and the music industry as a whole are really taking that approach to begin with. So while Caribbean artists, they're not late to the game because a handful of them are doing some of the specific things that I just talked about. But I think we'll see even more of that from a lot of different artists, brand ambassadorships. We've seen, you know, podcasting kind of go really big, you know, just doing more outside of their music only brand, which I think will be really interesting because I think lifestyle is where it's at. You know, people really want to tune into the lifestyle of these artists and what they're doing. And I think tapping into that along with being able to monetize that is really important from an industry perspective. I speak about it all the time. So I'm looking forward to seeing that happen in real life. And I'll be watching. You definitely know Semi, I watch the thing. So I think it'll be good for them. I think one of the biggest questions is travel. You know, will it return? I do think everyone is really tired of just sitting in the same space, self included. I have been home most of the year. So I earlier on in the year, I did travel in February before all of this hit. And, you know, people are really excited to get back to travel. I think we are going to see a lot more people traveling and trying to be safe at the same time. I also think that hotels are, you know, really, truly trying to accommodate to get a really good experience, specifically in the Caribbean and in Latin America. I think we'll see a large capacity of that return, just because, you know, not only does the economy really depend on it, but it's a close proximity to, you know, the US and Europe, where people can travel back and forth. And I think it will kind of help us get back to a bit of normalcy. I still think the whole social distancing will be a thing. Masks will still be a thing, but people really do want to get back to traveling. And I think even not only just as patrons, but, you know, a lot of people who are performing, they want to get back on a stage, no matter how big or how small it is from an artist perspective. So I think we've already seen a whole lot of, you know, small parties, you know, small, large parties happening where artists are performing. They're not really sticking around to kind of do meet and greets. They're not really shaking anyone's hands. They're kind of just performing and leaving the venues per se. But I think, you know, we're still treading very carefully around the contact that we do have with people. So while I do think travel, particularly to the Caribbean and Latin America, will return in some capacity and in good numbers. And it might be an opportunity to take advantage of some of whatever discounts they're offering, if they're offering any, in terms of just being able to get back to some normalcy. I'm looking forward to traveling myself. So hopefully I can get to do that in the next year. And hopefully you do too. Number six on my list, I kind of teased to it earlier, but I think we'll cautiously get back to festivals, quote, air quotes, festivals in the summertime. I think the warmer months, people are a little bit, at least the warmer months for us, will be a little bit more interested in gathering in larger crowds, but in a space where you can kind of keep your distance. I mean, I've already seen, you know, some, you know, day parties and brunches have already happened, and they're not necessarily always practicing that based on my videos I've seen on social media. They're not always practicing the social distance recommendations of the CDC, but I do think we'll see some capacity of festivals returning in 2021. What that is going to look like, I'm not sure. I definitely think that hybrid events are going to be a norm, not just in 2021, but just going forward, being able to have the digital option to view events and festivals for those who either can't or just don't want to travel to a space to be in a festival with crowded people. We still want to have somewhat of that experience, even if it is virtually. So I think it's an opportunity that people are really gearing up to experience. And people are seeing that they can enjoy some of it even if they can't be there. So I think you'll see the return of some festivals, and there will be a hybrid situation of some sort with these festivals. Now, the question is, what are you going to be wearing? So I think that people are so excited to get out. They just want to get out and get all the way dressed up or stay really lounged. So I think glamour, like I remember, you know, if you look back, like after the Spanish flu in the 20s, everybody wanted to be like super decked out and get dressed up to go everywhere. Like, I mean, even myself, I got dressed up to do Thanksgiving in my house, you know. So a lot of it's same thing with like New Year's Eve. So, you know, I think there'll be this balance between loungewear from a fashion perspective and glamour wear. So there is comfort within your own home because a lot of people are still working remotely and or working in limited capacity. And then you'll see this whole glam. Everybody wants to be glammed up, you know, and I think we'll see even more of that in 2021 as people start to get back. And everyone loves fashion and style really exude your mood and your persona at the time. So I think that we'll see a lot of that high-low mix of different pieces, as well as a certain level of simplicity, like pieces that you can really wear over and over again, and they still look really great, that you can get a lot of wear out of. And then you'll just see people just go all out with, you know, that extreme. So I think we'll be living in like two very different extremes for a while from a fashion perspective, but I think it could be interesting, and I'm looking forward to seeing how consumers really react to, you know, opening up a little bit more. And for some, like I said, where I am is a little bit different. And in some states it's like open and like nothing is happening, but it really is to each his own. But I don't think loungewear, you know, athleisure wear is going anywhere. And I think we'll see even more of that, but we'll also see a lot of glam. And I think those are the two that we're going to sit in for a bit. And my last prediction for this episode is really just talking about how fashion brands are taking into creating more of their own content via video. I've seen a lot of smaller designers really taking the time to build their brand online and show behind the scenes. They're showing how to style via video. They're showing how to pair their pieces. I've even seen collaboration videos between different designers. So they collaborate together on a campaign to bring both of their designs to life. I think Sammy B and, oh, I can't remember the person that she partnered with. She did it with another designer as well. So I think we'll see a lot more video collaborations between the fashion brands, because not only are fashion shows, I don't think will make a big return, but we're trying to figure out how to bring all of the aesthetic to video. And we've seen digital fashion shows before, but also just hearing from the designer and seeing how the designer would pair things together and how they would mix it with something else. It gives it a personal touch. So I think we'll see a lot more video selling on, and I think the various platforms will start to promote video selling from video. I think Instagram is really prime for that. Just because of the nature of shopping within Instagram, the Instagram shopping cart has been a added benefit for many. So I think that we'll continue to see that grow. And I think video is really only going to help it. And then you'll start to see it on other platforms as well. So I think it's an opportunity for smaller brands and designers to really get in on the trends that are happening from a virtual perspective, but also just selling from their own videos, like showcasing what it looks like. They want to see the fabric, the stitching, the colors, all of that good stuff. So we'll see a lot more of that. I think we only saw like a little tip of the iceberg in 2021. And I think a lot of people were just testing to see how that works. But I think it's here to stay in terms of just not being able to showcase as much as they would in a store or on their website. The video is an up close and personal experience with a lot of the items. You saw me partner with the Fashion Arch on their virtual pop-up, and those have been really, really successful in terms of just being able to see the pieces and almost like you can feel it through, you know, what they're explaining and what the designers are really showcasing, and just seeing the details that you wouldn't necessarily notice on your own. So I think we're going to see more of that in 2021. And I think that that's really a good thing for the designers who are making things in smaller batches. And it's a great way for us to see up close and personal and support them. So with that, I am done for my trends for 2021. So we talked about a vaccine versus no vaccine. We talked about the Caribbean music industry kind of organizing and seeing more collaborations. We talked about seeing more music from some of your favorite artists, more quality music. We talked about artists seeking alternative income streams. We also talked about the increase in travel, as well as the cautious approach to festivals and events. From a fashion perspective, we talked about loungewear versus glamour. And our last fashion trend that we think is going to happen in 2021 is just creating fashion brands, creating more of their own content via video. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Please let me know what you think is going to happen in 2021 as well, just based on what you're seeing and feeling. Our next episode will release in another 2 weeks, so make sure you guys subscribe to the podcast. All you have to do is hit the subscribe button and you'll be notified in whatever player you want to listen to: Apple Music, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. We're everywhere, so you can listen everywhere. And as I always say, until next time, later, my peeps. Thanks for listening to the latest episode of the Style and Vibes podcast. If you like what you hear, and I know you do, share it with your friends and family. If you want more, make sure you visit styleandvibes.com and follow us on our social channels, Twitter and Instagram @StyleandVibes. Until next time, Leah Tommy Peeps.